Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
David Haw here from the Mullen Haw Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Cubs and Sox fans, with baseball set to return to Chicago, remember to start your mornings with us. We'll be covering both sides of town, discussing this unprecedented 60-game season, plus all the new rules, changes, and more. Mullen Haw mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
I've been chomping at the bit, excited to get started. The players are excited to get started back. We're still going to have to go out and compete at a high level. The mantra that I've always had and the winning teams I've been on, you really do have to take it day to day. We understand that it's a shortened season, but the real winning and is in the details of the daily process. And those are the things I'm going to focus on. We can't look at, one game and what that loss or win might mean. We just have to come in every day, get our work in, play the brand of baseball we want to play, we're expected to play, and then come back and do the same thing the next day.
David Ross, pet peeve of mine, he's not chomping at the bit, he's champing at the bit. But I'll have to let that go, even as my blood boils. You're not chomping. Although I think because of usage, chomping has made its way in, is somehow it's legitimized because of the bastardization of it. But he's champing at the bit. That's the idiom. Patrick Mooney is the senior writer of The Athletic who covers the Cubs. He is on Twitter at PJ_Mooney, and he's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Patrick, how are you?
Good, Dan. How you been?
I'm good, and I'm interested to see how this all gets started back up again. And I found, listening in between some of what Jed Hoyer was saying yesterday, a couple of things. First of all, he says this is something we're going to be dealing with all summer. He knows that once these tests start rolling in, there's going to be, inevitably, there's going to be some positives. And he didn't close the door on any Cubs opt-outs. He didn't say for sure that they knew that everybody was going to be willing to play. What don't we know?
I think we don't know what the situation on the ground is going to look like. I think what Jed said publicly, what Sadiv and I had heard privately, is that to this point, no Cubs have expressed a desire to opt out. That is their kind of operating assumption here, that whatever the 39 guys ticketed for the Wrigley Field summer training camp will show up there. I just think that you can kind of never say never in a situation like this. I think, we saw how, the Arizona bubble sounded like a good idea to some when Arizona was quote unquote coronavirus free. And obviously you're seeing kind of the cases surging and spiking, there and throughout the South and West. And I think as media people, we're just going to have to get used to a lot of this kind of conditional phrasing of to this point, right now, et cetera, because this thing has been changing so quickly.
What still matters from spring training? Like, what still applies? Because it's been hard for me. I'm trying to go back, and everything is just such a blur, generally, like knowing what day it is or what my kids' names are at this point. But just thinking, like, all that we went through in spring training and all the storylines and everything we said and everything we thought, what are the important threads, whether it's Chris Bryant's situation or him as the leadoff hitter or anything else? What can we rekindle that mattered then that matters now, and what doesn't?
That's a great question. I guess we're going to find out. I think maybe because of the soundbite you used introing me here, I think David Ross and his presence still matters. He made the joke yesterday that, you know, he's been telling Jen and Theo, you know, there were no questions about this during my interview process. And while it's unfair to think of him as like a public health expert, he is certainly someone who's been a good listener and a good communicator throughout his career. He knows kind of what those players go through on a day-to-day basis. And he kind of got this job saying, I've never been afraid of having uncomfortable conversations. And I think that's going to be kind of a recurring theme here of just keeping guys on point, recognizing that personal accountability is going to be huge, trying to maintain this, whether or not it's an illusion, this idea of kind of a bubble. And so I think David Ross, as this kind of central star of the daily Zooms, is going to be something that we're going to be talking about for as long as this season lasts.
Well, Theo Epstein is going to get his urgency, too, for a guy who has ended the last two seasons just talking about, you know, what October starts in March or whatever it's been, whatever his phrasing has been. Now he's going to get his urgency. And we had a conversation last week with Jim Riggleman that was really good about how the stuff that you can't see or hear and where that urgency manifests itself. And, you know, Riggs was saying that maybe there's something that's going on in the clubhouse, or maybe you got a little conflict or something that needs resolution, that previously you'd let it kind of play out, or maybe you'd let a veteran player say something or give it a couple days, let it breathe. And he says you can't do that now. That now you gotta nip anything in the bud. That the manager's gonna have to really sense what's going on and maybe call somebody into his office when he wouldn't otherwise have over the 162. Do you think Ross is ready to do that, or do you think that's something that Andy Green's also gonna help him out with, having done it before?
Well, he's talked a lot about Andy Green's influence as someone who has done the job before and really sees kind of the game from a really high level and understands all of the kind of levels of an organization and how they're supposed to work together. But I think kind of what you're alluding to, Dan, is this idea of heightened focus and concentration. The big idea was, okay, like, you know, group stretches and extra work together. And now literally, you know, in this 101-page operations manual, there's, you know, these ideas are prohibited, that you're going to have to, you know, Ross is talking about, you know, kind of getting in and getting your work done and getting out of there, and that there are going to be limits on the amount of players who can work together, and all of this stuff is going to be staggered. And so that maybe we over-exaggerated some of these ideas of urgency here and there, but I think ultimately what this season will show is, you know, whether the Cubs are good enough or not. We've spent a lot of time, you know, talking about environmental factors and the World Series hangover. And particularly when they didn't do that much to the actual roster, we kept talking about it more and more. And I'm just really fascinated to watch, you know, assuming this season gets off the ground, to see whether these Cubs are good enough or not, if some of those ideas that they were stressing in spring training, if they can carry over under these extraordinary circumstances.
And the point is, we may not even know, because 60 games isn't enough to tell how good anybody or any team is. And I keep thinking about the desire of a manager to ride a hot hand. And it came down to the conversation we had last week with Ian Happ about just how hard it is to get ready to hit live major league pitching, and how even when you think you've got your timing, that sometimes you, when you watch video of yourself, you realize you're just not activating physically when you think you are, and how long that can take. Is it incumbent on Ross now to maybe not wait on a guy he would otherwise wait on and say, I need people out there right now who are ready to go, and maybe a lesser name who is in better condition to play right now for whatever reason gives me a better chance to win than a star who I would usually wait to get to his back of the baseball card numbers over the 162?
Yeah, this goes back to something you had mentioned, the idea of the spring training carryover. I mean, David Ross came in and very quickly said he liked the idea of a set lineup. Now, every manager kind of says it in general, but it did feel like a subtle change from the Joe Madden era. And I know people have kind of penciled in Kyle Schwarber as a DH, and David Ross has talked to him about that idea, but I'm really curious if Kyle Schwarber, after everything finally locking in for him at the plate and him working himself into a very capable defensive left fielder, he's going to have to learn something totally different on the fly now, and I wonder if that's going to impact his offensive game. You have guys like Happ and Albert Almora, who the Cubs have been waiting on to finally have everything click for them. Jason Hayward was already looking at kind of a somewhat reduced role against left-handers. And then, obviously, Steven Souza's come off just a gruesome, was it, knee injury. So, yeah, Ross is going to have to figure all that out on the fly in the middle of a pandemic.
Easy things, right? No worries. Yeah. Patrick Mooney is our guest on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, talking Cubs here. I also can't wait to see how he responds and how the Cubs manage leverage. And we know that baseball has been evolving to an understanding of maybe the most important out of the game is in the fifth inning. And we can't just pretend that it's going to be in the seventh, the eighth, or the ninth. How do you think it changes now, when the outcomes, every outcome just matters so damn much, how it can you can get into your roster and begin the cascade of roster moves so much earlier in a game now?
Yeah, I think this will reveal just how good this pitching infrastructure is. I mean, the Cubs have pointed to it for a long time, all of their advancements in their pitch lab, the way they've been trying to build this Triple-A Iowa shuttle, and I think you have seen lots of unexpected contributors emerge, whether it's a Rowan Wick or trading for someone like Jesse Chavez. Obviously, the Cubs are not going to have months to figure out what they need and readjust at the trade deadline, which has been really a strength of Theo's baseball operations department. But yeah, I think Ross yesterday kind of downplayed the idea of, you know, openers or kind of really dramatic changes to the rotation at the start. But I do think in game you're going to see Ross really making aggressive decisions. And I think that, you know, we've kind of seen that that competitiveness of him as a player. I mean, he understands kind of what it's like to be in between the lines and how you can kind of send messages to your players. And I think the Cubs will hear that loud and clear.
Lastly, are you getting some better sense of what your day-to-day existence is going to be like and how you'll be covering the team and how that's going to change?
That's a good question. Some of that, I would say, is evolving. I think yesterday was a preview. It was Jed and David Ross on a Zoom call. There were, I believe, 32 participants. It went for about 45 minutes. I don't think it'll be that long every day, but for now, if you're in the ballpark, I think you'll be kind of in your seat. There won't be roaming around Wrigley Field, which is always kind of a fun part of the job. If you need to kind of take a break and get away from your computer, that's not really an option anymore. And obviously clubhouse access was closed in early March there as we started to get a better sense of this virus. That's not coming back at all this year. So I think the media will certainly have to adapt the way everyone else has.
Patrick, thanks as always. Continued good health.
You too, Dan. Thank you.
That is Patrick Mooney, senior writer of The Athletic. We will continue to talk baseball with former MLBer and current Radio.com MLB insider and Swings and Misses co-host Cody Decker. Always fun and opinionated. He is going to join us to talk about the return of MLB next on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here, weekdays noon to 2, reminding you that you can listen to The Score remotely on your laptop or your mobile device through the Radio.com app, or just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. You can always count on us to cover the stories that matter to Chicago sports fans, because we're live and we're local. So listen to The Lawrence Holmes Show, weekdays noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.